winter is still holding a firm grasp on Michigan and much of the country. In a state surrounded by fresh water, it's imperative that the Great Lakes and the rivers that feed them are kept open for commerce. That's the job of the United States Coast Guard, which operates several ice-breaking ships on the lakes. Current State's Kevin Lavery spent a day aboard one of those ships recently, and he's back to tell the tale. This sounds amazing, Kevin. What vessel was it that you rode on, and where'd you go?
Mark, it was the U.S. Coast Guard cutter Nia Bay. The word cutter does not denote cutting ice. That's just what the Coast Guard names their vessels. This was an icebreaker, though, built just for that purpose. The Nia Bay is 140 feet long, about 700 tons, and carries a crew of 17. I met up with the ship in Port Huron, which, of course, is on the St. Clair River on Michigan's far eastern edge, right across from Sarnia, Ontario. It was a beautiful morning that turned into an exciting day. The thermometer hovers around zero as I step out of my car at the frosty Port Huron terminal. The sun is still low in the east across the icebound St. Clair River, where the Canadian gauges read minus 17. Billowing steam from the Sarnia refinery churns in a misty dream over the icy expanse, reflecting a chalky white world against a glowing blue sky. On the riverbank, a black-hulled boat with a distinctive red stripe keeps silent watch. The crew of the United States Coast Guard icebreaker Nia Bay is preparing for their day's work. Coming aboard, I'm led straight to the galley. If the bridge is the brain of the ship and the engine room its heart, then the kitchen is its soul. I'm introduced to members of the crew, including Petty Officer Second Class Joshua Holmes.
Morning.
Good morning.
What's for breakfast?
Pancakes, sausage patties, barbecue hash, and hash brown toast. And also eggs to order.
Looks delicious.
Thank you.
You're probably the most important guy on this entire boat next to the CO, because if the food isn't good, you're going to hear about it.
I'd like to think I'm pretty important, but I wouldn't say the most important.
Just after 0800, when the colors are raised on the ship's stern, I meet the captain, Lieutenant Joshua Zike, the commanding officer of the Nia Bay. Mr. Zike explains our mission. We're to escort the Captain Henry Jackman, a 730-foot freighter, from the southern tip of Lake Huron into her port in Sarnia.
The Captain Henry Jackman's coming south out of Lake Huron into the St. Clair River, and then they will be laying up in Sarnia this afternoon, but we're preparing the turning basin so when they do come downbound, they're able to actually come about and then go back north so they can drive into their turning basin. Most of the vessels don't like to make sharp maneuvers, basically due to the strong current that the St. Clair River has, so it's easier for them to proceed upbound where they have greater maneuverability when they're going into their slip or pier.
As we prepare to get underway, I get to know a couple of crew members on the bridge.
My name is Scott Schustrom, and I'm a bosun mate third class. Our main responsibilities are navigation of a vessel up here on the bridge of a cutter. I'm a quartermaster of the watch, and we also do helming. So in waterways and restricted waters, it's basically just navigating the boat. And also, we are a jack of all trades, too. If we get a call from the machinery room or anything down below that they need help down there, plugging and patching, damage control, we respond to those calls as well.
My name is Matthew Disco, bosun mate chief, D-I-S-C-O, just like the dance. I'm the officer of the deck. I'm going to get the ship underway. We have a two-hour rotation just to keep us fresh and focused when we get into these missions, especially tight quarters within the river here. So I have the first 2 hours, and I'll go down for a four-hour break and then come back up. So I'll be getting the ship underway.
Leaving port, we glide through a little open water at first, but it doesn't last long. I decide to go below decks to check out the engine room and see how all this works. That's the domain of machinery technician first class Donald Stephenson. What's your main job on the Nia Bay?
My primary job is I'm the engineering officer of the watch right now. And my job is to oversee all the current equipment that's online and take control of any casualties that may happen and give the bridge whatever they need. Pardon me. So we just had an alarm. It was one of our main motor overload alarms. So they were just pushing the limits of the cutter, and they were about ready to trip the system offline.
Which is why we heard it slow down.
Yep. they came off the throttle. So that is a pre-alarm for them to know that they're pushing the cutter too hard. It's the flux capacitor. It's really bad. I'm just kidding. We don't have a flux capacitor.
Can you tell, well, we're slowing down again. I was going to say, can you tell me a bit of what's happening right now? We were clipping along through the river at a pretty good pace, cutting some ice just now.
We were, and on our camera system over here, you'd see that we're in open water right now, and we're about ready to go back into some more ice. So that's why you heard everything unload, and now it's all going to load back in. And you'll be able to see that here with the motor readings here. When they go into the ice, you'll see everything go up. So,
as it is right now, and yeah. You can feel the rumbling.
Yep.
So even without being on deck or watching a monitor, you know when the ice is coming down here.
Oh, yes. I can see it, and if you can't hear it in the background, you can hear it as well and feel it in your feet.
Topside, in the bright white glare, it's machine against nature. We're smashing through great sheets of deep blue ice. Huge fissures streak ahead of us like an expanding earthquake. There's something breathtaking in the cracking ice and grinding metal. It brings to mind the Nea Bay's Latin motto, Glacies concedo nobis, ice yields to us.
Jackman, Nea Bay, good morning, Cap. We're finished up with the Turner Basin. We're on our way out to you. Our ETA to 11 and 12 is 10-1040.
DBA, Jackman, roger. We'll be ready for when you get here.
Excellent. Thanks, Captain. We'll see you in a few minutes.
We are getting very close to the freighter, the Captain Henry Jackman. And as the CO, Lieutenant Zeich, said, we're going to be cutting a swath basically around the ship. In fact, right now we are turning to port to come around the Jackman's starboard side. We will eventually cut an opening around the ship for it to pass through.
Left 10 degrees rudder.
Left 10 degrees rudder, aye.
Left standard rudder.
Left standard rudder, aye.
In just a few minutes' time, the path through the ice is cut. The Captain Henry Jackman is free.
I can't thank you enough for your assistance. I don't know where we'd be without it. That goes right across the board.
You're very welcome, Captain, and it's our pleasure to work with you today. Have an enjoyable time off, and like I said, we'll see you in 6 weeks.
Thank you. Try to get some rest yourself.
The ice is thick on the St. Clair River, but not everywhere. A few open spaces appear here and there, and that's a moment to take in a different pitch, a different rhythm, one of nature's less violent songs. This is mostly open water, but there is some thin ice cover, and you can hear what just sounds like ice cubes in your glass, shards of ice clinking away at the hull.
You can just take the Nea Bay has got a nice track for you. That'll take you right to where we want to go, and then we'll hook up again near the North Slip.
Roger that. Just let me know when you're done with me.
Right 5 degrees rudder, steer course 223.
Andy Parado, Lieutenant, U.S. Coast Guard.
We're now heading south down the St. Clair River. We have broken the ice, and the Captain Henry Jackman is free and on its way. Where are we heading now?
We're headed down to an area of the river known by the town associated with it called Algonac. It's a particularly stiff turn. It's known to fill up with ice. The river splits there into two paths, the natural flow of the river being one direction and the commercially cut channel the other. And ice tends to stack up there wanting to flow the natural flow of the river. So we kind of work the ice jams in order to prevent flooding.
Anything particularly interesting to see scenery-wise along this route? Ice, right?
Right, always ice. This river is exceptionally beautiful at all times of year, so there's always various wildlife, snow owls and fox, deer, we've seen bald eagle, all sorts of all sorts of wildlife. For a while on one boat, they even track the number of encounters they see with various wildlife animals.
And unlike us, the animals do not need a passport to walk across the ice from one country to the other.
No, that's correct. Actually, this ship last year rescued a deer that was trapped in a hole in the ice and couldn't get out, and they sent their ice rescue team out and got the deer back to where it was headed.
See, I feel good as a taxpayer now.
Yes, we all feel good as people, too.
It's 3:21 p.m., and we are preparing to tie up in Auganac at the mouth of the St. Clair River.
One turn ahead.
Our fellows clear in.
Our rudders amidships. Now, set mooring stations.
We arrive safely at the pier in Auganac and tie up. The crew will get some much-deserved rest tonight, but tomorrow it's back out again on the ice.
So the only way to end a cruise on the Great Lakes on a U.S. Coast Guard vessel is with a Great Lakes salute, which we're going to hear right now, courtesy of the crew of the U.S. Coast Guard cutter Nia Bay. For current state, I'm Kevin Lavery.